There are a number of unsolved mysteries, very peculiar mysteries, when it comes to the East Palestine train derailment, the train crash. But one of the most mysterious is the pre-placed orange car that just happened to be sitting right next to where the train would crash. In both this pre-placed car and where the train would crash corresponds directly, it seems, with Sulphur Run, which feeds into the Ohio River. The pre-placed orange car, which happened to align right with the first cars caught up in the crash, which also aligned right with the Sulphur Run waterway, which feeds into the Ohio River, and then later the Mississippi River and then the Gulf of Mexico. We can see this car engulfed in flames, fiercely burning. But why was this car here in the first place? And what are the odds that it's sitting right next to where this train crash would happen for months and months and months? And let's not forget the movie White Noise, which just came out and also seemed to have predicted this crash. Why was this car full of flammable material, seemingly, allowing it to catch fire? This makes no sense. I was able to find it on Google Earth, July 2022. And another data set shows it before the crash as well. And it lines up right with where this burning car is in respect to the train crash. Right next to the train crash. How does this make any sense? So let's dive into the mystery of the pre-placed orange car. The first cars left after the train crash were strewn right in front of these two drainage pipes, which are a pretty rare occurrence as far as these tracks go. I scrolled and scrolled and panned along these railroad tracks for a while and I couldn't find another example of these types of drainage pipes. And they seemingly connect with this reservoir, as you can see in this photo. So why would they have left this car right next to the tracks, in a position that would correspond directly with the East Palestine train crash? Very, very peculiar. It seems like this car was on fire. Now, why would they set a car right at the location where this crash was going to happen and not empty it out? It seems like they had flammable material in this car, right by the mouth of Sulphur Run, which feeds into the Ohio River, which feeds into the Mississippi River, and then the Gulf of Mexico. Why would this car be here, at the precise location of the crash? And how on earth could it catch on fire and burn vigorously? Extremely mysterious situation here. Was this staged? Was this intentional? Did they set this car here with some payload that they wanted to burn off at the same time? The location, both in terms of the waterways and where the crash would end up happening 9 months after it popped up, are extremely suspicious.
You're looking for a lot of chemicals, including dioxin.
Yo, this is... Okay. I'm a former biochemist who worked with synthesizing dioxins. For real. We used it as a transport mechanism because... dioxins break DNA. So we added things to it to see if we can specify that breaking. When you take off the piece for the dioxin, it destroys the entire DNA and RNA. That is not, like, it is not a little thing, okay? I want us to be very clear. If dioxins are in the water supply, we are screwed. So screwed.
Oh shoot, here we go. EPA is requiring Norfolk Southern to test for dioxins. As predicted on this channel, you can always tell where they're going by looking at what they're prepping people for, and the reverse psychology, and the problem reaction solution. WKBN is reporting EPA requiring Norfolk Southern to test for dioxins. Basically, they're saying if dioxins are found at an actionable level, that the EPA will direct immediate cleanup of the area. Folks, this is a land grab. This is all rigged. This is not a drill, folks. This is not a drill. They're coming for the land. They want to slap those liens on everybody. Folks, this is a total land grab. They want to invoke CERCLA, and they were trying to manufacture consent. Now, I don't know how successful they were. I don't think it went quite the way they wanted it to in terms of people clamoring for their own enslavement. demanding that the EPA dole out their eco-fascism. But this is not a good direction. Again, WKBN27 is reporting that the EPA is saying Norfolk Southern test for dioxins. And remember, dioxin means two oxygen. Two oxygens. This is like the beginning of COVID again. We need to fight against this land grab. We need to fight against these windfall liens. Fight against the Superfund BS. Yeah, it sounds great. The Superfund is coming and they're going to clean us up. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is all carefully crafted. And by the way, I called Deborah Shore the other day. I talked to her assistant. I sent her an email. I said, we need assurances that you're not going to put windfall liens on the Ohio people's property. I never heard a word back. I reached out to all the people I could find at the EPA under the Superfund umbrella. I didn't get any concrete answers from any of them. You know why? I think I do. Because I think that's exactly what they're gunning for. Working hand in hand with Norfolk Southern, the shell company that's supposed to take the fall. How hard is it to say, no, we won't put windfall liens on the victims' properties? Why were they all so tight-lipped? How is that not the easiest thing to proclaim? To assure these people, no, we won't put ridiculous windfall liens on your property. Because that's what they want to do, folks. Stop playing into it. And it's interesting that they keep saying dioxin. I think dioxin is the new COVID. I reached out to a bunch of these people in the Superfund teams of the EPA, asking for assurances that these people would not be penalized for the government response. You know what I heard back? Crickets. Because they don't care about the people. They're playing their stupid roles, their treasonous, traitor roles, to help clear out the countryside, to clear out the heartland, to drive people into these evil 15-minute city panopticons. These people must be defeated. They must fall.
So if we're going to compare incandescent bulbs to LED bulbs, one doesn't have a warning label because it's not going to harm you, and this one has a warning label which talks about how it is emitting radiation the entire time while it's installed into your home. So this could be the big reason that they want to push these. They'll tell you they're going to save energy, they'll tell you they're going to be good for you, but the problem is with blue light, what blue light does is it disrupts the brain, it leads to cataracts, it also leads to memory loss, it leads to a lot of issues. Versus these are very soothing, very relaxing, and that's why they're trying to ban them.
Create you to live in depression, to live in anxiety. God did not create you to live with torment. Yet many of us identify with those very things. Many have embraced this idea that spiritual struggles, spiritual bondage are just a part of the Christian life, and they're not. The life of the believer is meant to be one of victory. The life of the believer is meant to be one of dominion, power, and authority. I'm not saying that the life of the believer doesn't include trials and tribulation and tragedy and temptation. We will face hardships, but don't confuse hardships for defeat.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Sister Barbara. The title is, The Evil Ones Are Showing Themselves. The Demons Know Where You Are. The Clock Strikes 12. And this word was posted March 3rd, 2023. Children, now is the time to have spiritual eyes and hear with spiritual ears. The evil ones are showing themselves. A tree is known by its fruit. Look at it. The evil one's fruit is rotted. Use your discernment. Do not be deceived. The devil roams the earth seeking whom he may devour. Put on the full armor of God. These are the most perilous times in history. The adversary knows who you are. The demons know where you are. They pursue you. They are sent to wear you down, discourage you, and lure you into sin. Be careful who you trust. They want your soul. Rebuke the devil, and he will flee. They know the power of the name Jesus Christ and tremble when it is spoken. Repent and return to me. The clock strikes 12. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
This video stems from South America and was uploaded by a concerned person. Apparently, paranormal events are nothing too unusual in this area. But what happened today was new. The person recording noticed the rocking chair in front of their home starting to move. But then there was something more unsettling that was visible in the reflection of the television. They believe that a shadow being from another dimension could have been responsible for this. Is this possible? Are we seeing a shape-shifting manifestation of something that doesn't stem from our world? Who can say?
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I had another MRI this morning just to make sure things are going good. They think it's just that scar tissue lit up last scan, but they're just making sure with things. I'm feeling pretty good about things. I'll know more info next week. So brothers and sisters, we're another day closer to redemption, and today's the day the Lord has made. Maybe someone will get saved. Living in a biblical world, it's clear to see this. Parker Van Noord is a model. He is clearly doing one eye symbolism here, the Eye of Horus. This is Antichrist. It's not for Christ. Just think about that. These signs, symbols, and agendas. And remember, there are people that say, no, these signs are totally about God. People like false teacher Jacob Israel, who's supposed to be a Christian. He teaches false teachings, and it's very clear to see. Calling what these people do of God? No, it's of the small g God of this world, Satan. Lucifer, they'd call him, the light bearer. But it's the false light of Lucifer. So Parker here, the male model, is doing one-eye symbolism, the Eye of Horus, and along with that, he hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. He hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. The God of Freemasonry is the small g God of this world, Lucifer the light bearer. We know him as Satan, the enemy of God, the enemy of Christians. The Fallen One, the Father of Lies, is one of the titles God gives him. Do you think we should trust and put faith in the Father of Lies? I don't think so. Brothers and sisters, everyone else, God bless you.
What's your name?
Susie.
Susie, God loves you. That's the power of Jesus Christ on you. What's the problem?
Mobility and...
What do you need this for? What's this for?
To hold me up.
Hold you up?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I have trouble with my my ability with my stable.
Okay. Let's all reach out our hands. What's your name?
Susie.
Susie, you believe that Jesus Christ will do this?
Absolutely.
That's the glory of God on you. That's the glory of God on you. Just let go of your friend. You're okay. That's the glory of God on you, Susie. Okay, look at me. Okay, come for a walk. Come on, you're okay. Come on. That's it. Just walk normally, you're okay. Just walk normally. Come on, just walk normally, you're okay. What does that feel like?
Better.
Better, come on, you're okay. You can walk. Someone say, praise the Lord. You're okay. Does it feel good?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
How does it feel different?
Oh, I just feel, I don't know, bolder.
Bolder, off you go. Yeah, praise God.
I want to dance.
You want to dance? Go ahead and dance. Come, come. That's all right. Just tell us. That's all right.
Meniere's disease.
Come, come. Yeah, what else?
Asthma. And... there we go.
She's forgotten.
Yeah, and that.
Okay, deep breath. How's that, Ellen?
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. I believe your ears are free of Meniere's disease. I believe that's free. I believe it's gone. What's happening? Can you feel any difference in your ears?
No.
I believe the Lord's moving in your ears. Someone say, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Breathe again.
Like a real cleansing.
Let's have a talk to you. Shall we have a talk to you? What's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, what do you want Jesus to do for you?
To heal me of fatigue, tiredness, people pleasing, fear, anxiety, procrastination, distractions.
So it's kind of in the problems in your head, you know, like it's like brain fog. Struggling to think, lack of energy, that type of thing?
Yes.
So where are you from originally?
Singapore.
Praise God. Well, do you believe that Jesus will do this?
Yes. Yes.
What's your name again?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, all right. Just close your eyes, Stephanie, because I can't help you. So that's the power of God going into your brain, Stephanie. So the problem's located here, the right-hand side of your brain. So that's the power of God going through your brain in Jesus' name. You're free. You're free. Never again. Amen.
Thank you.